Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Here we are again with another program of jazz, that stimulating American music whose free spirit has caught the imagination of music lovers and musicians around the world. Forbidden music to some, but to those who choose to listen, still an exciting musical adventure. Today we have a program of keyboard kings. This was recorded especially for this program at nightclubs around New York City. Our first piano star is young Joe Bushkin. You'll hear him now at the Embers Club in New York with his quartet. He has Buck Clayton on trumpet, Joe Jones on drums, and Milton Hinton on bass, playing that perennial jazz favorite, Perdido. Thank you. Alternating with the Joe Bushkin Quartet at the Embers Club recently was the fabulous Art Tatum. This remarkable, nearly blind master of the keyboard came to New York from his native Ohio 20 years ago as accompanist to a girl singer. And since then, of course, he has earned an international reputation and the admiration of jazz fans all over the world. Here is Art Tatum with Everett Barksdale on guitar and Slam Stewart on bass, playing George Gershwin's The Man I Love.
Thank you.
couple of years ago, a fine musician and arranger named Bill Davis switched his talents from the single keyboard of the piano to the double keyboard of the Hammond organ, and he's enjoyed so much success that in recent months, dozens of other piano stars in America have decided to play jazz on the electric organ, too. But Bill Davis still swings more than any of them. He works with a guitarist, Bill Jennings, and a drummer who is a 50-year-old veteran of jazz, Chris Columbus. Here they are playing at Birdland in Manhattan. The tune, Vincent Yuma's Without a Song. I called today's program Kings of the Keyboard, but I guess I should have mentioned that we were going to include one queen. Miss Beryl Booker, whom we've featured on this show before, is our idea of the most original young lady in the jazz piano field today. Recently, she headed her own quintet at Birdland, featuring her own delightfully relaxed swinging piano style. It's the Beryl Booker Quintet, playing her theme number entitled, This Is It. Thank you. by the way, the members of that Beryl Booker quintet, led by Beryl at the piano, included Connie Kay on drums, Clyde Lombardi on bass, Chuck Wayne on guitar, and Don Elliott on vibraphone. Those last two men, Chuck and Don, are both former members of the George Shearing Quintet, which reminds me that among the sides we recorded recently at Birdland for use on Jazz Club USA are some new numbers by George Shearing. Here's how he sounded when he was there recently playing that great old song, Easy Living. The story of George Shearing is a pretty inspiring thing. George reached the top in his native England years ago, winning the jazz polls there as Britain's number one pianist. But he'd always thought of America as the jazz center of the world, and he dreamed that one day he might live and work there. And so he started less than 5 years ago to make that dream come true. He was completely unknown to the American public. But before very long, American jazz fans began singing his praises, and they've been at it ever since. Today, George Shearing is a happy and prosperous American citizen. Here now is the Shearing Quintet in a tune written by George's bass player, Al McKibben. It's called Simplicity. Thank you. pianist Billy Taylor gets a delightful sort of assembly of Cuban and North American rhythms in this next item. In his own tune, featuring Mandel Law on guitar, Cue Blue. Yes, there were two drummers on Cue Blue. Joe Jones, playing regular drums, and Frank Colon, who played bongos. Well, that ends today's roundup of keyboard stars. Don't forget to send in your comments and program suggestions to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is the program that brings you in-person performances by the top jazz men in America. And this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week and reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.